This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Many of you have asked me about the why of this. Why did this happen? What do we know? What was the motivation? I do not know. But I will tell you this. Our detectives are working hard in the investigative process to find out as many answers as we can.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, our friend Mark Walters joining us from Armed American Radio, and great to have him back. Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Tim.
You're following this case up in Madison. We've been covering it all morning, you know, what we know, what we don't know. The one thing is pretty obvious to me, and I'm a big fan of law enforcement, but I'm watching this situation, and it strikes me that the one thing this police chief doesn't want to talk about is the elephant in the room. That once again, we had a child who was clearly off the rails. If you look at any of her social media, nobody seemed to know it or acknowledge it. And now they were all shocked that something like this happened. Am I wrong?
No, you're spot on. And how many times have you and I talked about this exact topic before?
Numerous.
It's repetitive. It happens every single time. In this case, you've got a 15-year-old girl. Okay, this... Mark, you know, this is cultural stuff.
Yes.
Okay? This is very deep-rooted. I don't want to hear, and we're going to, Biden has already said at the end of his statements, he said, Congress must act now. I'd like somebody to show me what the U.S. Congress can do to stop a 15-year-old girl from doing what she did. And by the way, Mr. Biden, former President Biden, she used a handgun, not a rifle. I know that didn't fit the agenda. But they're still calling now for Congress to act. And I'd like people to tell me what Congress can do. Well, see, Biden can't get off the gun control push. It's all agenda for these people.
No, and she's not old enough to have gone in and bought the gun legally. She bragged. No. She showed pictures of herself holding it on social media. She had an X account littered with photos of the Columbine shooters. I saw one post, Andy Ngo, or whatever his name is, however you pronounce his last name, on X, had some comments on there about how much she hated men and thought the matriarchy was the only way forward for America. We don't know who all the victims are yet. If they're all men, that'll be a better idea that's really what she was after. She was clearly mentally disturbed, and yet she wasn't on anybody's radar in that entire school.
She had to have been. And again, hindsight, we're looking at this, you know, it's a Monday morning quarterback issue,
yes,
obviously, but
yes.
Every time we look back at this, it's on somebody's radar. And AWR Hawkins over at Breitbart has a headline up right now, Madison police chief on shooter, however she or he or they may have wanted to identify, is not important. Really? It's very important. And, you know, what you were just mentioning, Madison's a very liberal place. Madison's a very liberal town.
Right.
So, again, liberal ideology permeates this. We see this time after time after time. This girl's 15. How does she even, you know, Columbine? She's 15.
That's what a lot of people don't talk about, that when these shootings happen in these liberal cities where they already have strict gun control, they're not talking about that. But to your point, this girl's 15 years old. She never should have had one in the first place.
No, and Kim, you're right. And her father is cooperating. I know you guys have seen that, too. I don't know how this is going to go down. It, normally in situations like this, you see an adult wind up getting charged. Where did the 15-year-old get access to the handgun?
That's a good point.
Did she steal it? Did she take it from her parents? Do we even know yet? All we know is that the father is cooperating. And transgender is involved again. And the matriarch is involved again. Okay? So, I mean, I don't have the answers to this. I don't think any of us have the answers. What I can tell you is it's clearly a cultural breakdown in our society.
Yes, it clearly is. And it just sickens me that we keep seeing these things. We had a shooting here at the Gateway Visual Performing Arts Center in St. Louis. It took them 2 years for the police to get the information out on the report. Bits and pieces of this kid's manifesto leaked out. He clearly had serious mental issues. They knew he had a gun. He couldn't have gone in a store and bought one. But yet nobody got charged with the fact that the kid had a gun. They pick and choose which of these laws they want to enforce, and then they complain there aren't enough laws at the end of the day. And it's a mental health issue. That's ignored.
Yeah, it clearly is. That's clearly a huge part of it. And we don't know enough. Was this kid on medication? I've got two children. My son is 20. My daughter's 22. And I don't, when my kids were 13, 14, 15 years old, I can't imagine them making a decision like this. This is a pretty adult decision to make at 15 years old, to decide to go into a school and murder people. So we've got to start looking at why the culture is. And look, I hate to put this on the surface, but I've said this many times, and I think you and I have talked about it on multiple radio programs, Mark, that when you combine, and I'm going to go to media here, when you combine a liberal progressive media spitting out these horrible lifestyle choices, number one, you combine that with instant access to 24-hour information immediately, and you put a phone that has access to everything instantly in it and social media, it is a recipe for disaster for these kids. It's a recipe for disaster. And we see it happen time after time after time. You're mentioning social media accounts that this person is posting on all the time. 15 years old. I want you to think about that.
Well, you know, it's a warning for every parent out there, Mark. I mean, you may think there's no way my kid would ever do this. I know my kid. My kid does this. My kid does that. When's the last time you looked at their social media? I wonder about that. When's the last time you looked at, because, you know, let's face it, if you're of a certain age, you're probably not on Instagram. You're sure as hell not on Snap. You're not on all of the social media they prefer to use because they know their parents don't look at it for a variety of reasons. When is the last time you looked at your kid's social media? It's a fair question for everyone.
It absolutely is. What you did was you just talked about parental responsibility.
Yes.
Now, I'm gonna tell you right up front. My kids had their social media looked at hardcore all the time. They were raised right. And I hand that to my wife. I'll tell you that right now and to all of our listeners.
Smart man.
Because I probably wouldn't have done it. But my wife did it. And it's called parental responsibility. That's what this goes back to. And hindsight, after the fact, you've got two dead, two more fighting for their lives. From the actions of a 15-year-old like this. And you're right. We don't know what goes on behind the scenes in social media. Bullying has changed since we were kids, Mark.
Yeah, it doesn't end when you leave school. But it's interesting that social media, and X is now better under Elon Musk, but you think about the types of posts that are censored because of things they say that are conservative or Christian, right? But then you have a 15-year-old who's seemingly making threats and glamorizing the Columbine shooting, and that's not at least flagged?
Yeah. I don't get it either, guys. I wish I had an answer for it.
No, I know you don't. But you share our frustration over watching this over and over again. And, you know, I mean, I can't imagine what the police chief's going through in that community, but we also know what the politics are in that community. And several of his comments so far have seemed very clearly aimed at pushing it as just another mass shooting without addressing the elephant in the room. So that's what we're here for.
And they probably never will.
No.
Because it's their politics.
Yep.
They don't see it like you see it. They view it differently than you do. And I know that's hard to understand, but it's very true. The fact of the matter is the pattern is here time after time after time, and you just nailed the pattern.
Yeah. Mark, I don't know if we've got you next week or not, brother. It's Christmas Eve. You with us next Tuesday?
Oh, I'm good Christmas Eve. Let's do it.
All right. We'll talk about that. And thank you for all you do for us throughout the year. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it much. And thanks for keeping this conversation alive.
Absolutely. Mark Walters there, host of Armed American Radio and armedamericannews.org. You can go there and keep up to date on everything they're doing. He also represents the Second Amendment Foundation as a spokesman as well. And they've got their hands in a lot of court challenges around the country defending your Second Amendment rights.
Get more at 971talk.com.